Dr. Damini Jawahir, an expert in rheumatoid arthritis and pregnancy, recently joined Northwestern Medicine as a research associate professor in the Division of Rheumatology. Dr. Jawahir, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Northwestern Medicine.
My name is Damini Jawahir. I have a PhD in human genetics from the University of Manchester in England, where my research was on the genetics of rheumatoid arthritis, or RA for short. I also have a master's in epidemiology from the University of California in Berkeley. I'm interested in translational research using genomics and epidemiology tools to address clinical issues in rheumatology. And so I would say that I am a geneticist with a strong interest in epidemiology and a focus on rheumatoid arthritis. In terms of how I came to Northwestern Medicine, I was recently recruited to join the faculty in the Division of Rheumatology at Northwestern Medicine. This is a really great place to be for my research and offers many opportunities. For example, there's a state-of-the-art research facilities, including a precision medicine infrastructure within the Division of Rheumatology where I am. There's also the patient populations, including minority groups that are seen at Northwestern Medicine, and also there's top-notch faculty with whom I can collaborate. All of this can benefit my research and may open new avenues, and so I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we are so glad to have you join the team. Tell us a little bit about your research. What is it about, and how did you become interested in this area of research?
The main research project that's ongoing in my lab is focused on RA pregnancy, rheumatoid arthritis pregnancy. And just to give you some background here, RA is an autoimmune disease that affects the joints. Currently, there's no cure for this disease. And even though there are medications now that are very effective in controlling the disease, those can have serious side effects. But it has been known for many decades that RA can improve naturally during pregnancy, at least in a large proportion of women who have this disease. Unfortunately, though, we still do not know what causes this natural improvement, and not very much research has been done in this area. So, in order to get to the mechanism underlying this natural improvement of RA, I had this idea that if we were to examine each of the genes in the human genome at specific points in time before pregnancy and in each trimester, we could measure how active each gene is. And what I mean by that, in very simple terms, is whether it is switched on or off, or how much RNA it is producing. RNA that can then be translated to protein later on. And by doing this at regular intervals in time, we can actually monitor the expression level of each gene as that expression is changing over time from before pregnancy all the way to the third trimester as the disease is also improving. And then once we have the pattern of how the gene expression is changing, we can look for genes that have an expression pattern associated with the improvement of RA during that exact same time frame. And to be able to do this research, we needed data and RNA samples collected before, during, and after pregnancy. And these were not available because finding women with RA for pregnancy studies is really difficult because RA tends to have a late onset. And therefore, finding women with RA before pregnancy, which is important for our research, seemed like an impossible task. So what I did was, together with some wonderful collaborators and a dedicated research team in Denmark, I used the system of nationwide registries that they have over there in order to identify women for our study. And we were successful in establishing a pregnancy cohort consisting of women with RA and healthy women, whom we followed prospectively from before pregnancy through each trimester until 9 months postpartum. And to my knowledge, this is the first and actually the only such RA pregnancy cohort that includes a pre-pregnancy baseline and that has samples collected specifically for gene expression studies like this and for epigenetic studies. In terms of how I became interested in this area of research, well, I had known for a long time that pregnancy can induce a natural improvement of RA. And when I was thinking about starting my own independent research program, I came across a review paper on this topic, and I remember being really surprised to see that the mechanism behind that improvement was still unknown, and that very little research had been done in this area. I knew then that I wanted to go in this direction because, to me, if nature is able to make an incurable disease go away, we need to know how that happens so that we can learn from it. And so I wanted my research to fill this gap in knowledge.
That's fascinating. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Dr. Jawa here, I'd like you to speak a little bit about the ultimate goal of your research. Take us from bench to bedside. How do you see this incredibly important research translating to direct patient care?
The goal of my research is to elucidate what is behind the natural improvement of RA during pregnancy. And my hope is that ultimately, this research can be used to develop novel therapies to mimic the beneficial effects of pregnancy on RA without side effects, and then improve the lives of the millions of men and women worldwide who live with this disease.
And now, how is your research funded?
This project has been funded by the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, initially through a 2-year exploratory grant. And then after that, I was awarded a 5-year grant to continue the research. And I also received some funding from within Denmark, where we've been recruiting for our cohort, funding from Gigtforening and from Rigshospitalet.
So why don't you speak to us, Dr. Jawa, here about some exciting future directions that you're pursuing and collaborations that you're engaged in across campus and beyond?
In terms of future directions, right now I am planning to set up a new pregnancy cohort similar to the one that I talked about here at Northwestern Medicine that will enable us to dig deeper into what is happening during pregnancy, both in women with RA and healthy women. Also, what I did not mention until now is that there is a predictable flare of RA approximately 3 to 6 months after childbirth. And why that happens is also unknown. It's not necessarily just the reverse of what happens during pregnancy. So this is another area that I'm planning to pursue now. So for a project like this to succeed, we need many different skill sets. I have been collaborating with a multidisciplinary team of experts, both in the US and in Denmark, experts in reproductive epidemiology, clinical rheumatology, pregnancy immunology, bioinformatics, and longitudinal statistical methods. And now that I'm here at Northwestern Medicine, I am going to be establishing new collaborations in these areas here as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jawa here. To refer your patient or for more information, please visit our website at breakthroughsforphysicians.nm.org/room.